It's Thursday, time to read from your letters.
First, a correction to our story about a controversy in Detroit over keeping elephants in captivity. The story included an interview with San Francisco Zoo Director of Animal Care, Robert Jenkins. But the report wrongly attributed to Mr. Jenkins a statement that elephants can walk 30 to 50 miles in a day. Incidentally, since our story aired, it's been announced that the two aging elephants in Detroit will not be going to the Columbus, Ohio Zoo after all, but to an animal sanctuary in California.
In the introduction to last night's story on a Navy petty officer in San Diego who refused to board a transport ship bound for Iraq, we mistakenly called Pablo Paredes a chief petty officer. He is, in fact, a petty officer third class.
Several people wrote in about my interview with Zanna Brisky. She's a photographer and maker of the documentary film Born into Brothels. Ms. Brisky lived in a Calcutta brothel and taught photography to the children of prostitutes there.
Kim Blake of Phoenix, Arizona writes, "Thank you for such a well-done story. I listened to it twice on my local station and got teary-eyed each time. I found Ms. Brisky's passion and fearlessness in presenting such a sad and beautiful story via photography and video incredible."
And we had quite a few comments about our feature on a new invention called the Saw Stop. It's a device that can stop the spinning blade of an electric table saw almost instantaneously if it comes into contact with, say, a finger. It does this by sensing the electrical conductivity in human flesh, and the story noted that the inventors often test the device using a hot dog.
Tom Morris of San Diego, California writes, "You helped my 10-year-old daughter improve her eating habits. Once she learned that a hot dog had the same conductive properties as a human finger, she swore off hot dogs immediately. Whirling blades, human finger, hot dog, well, the sensory association was just too much for her. I'm just glad you didn't use carrots or zucchini."
That story also reported that tool makers are not adopting the technology. Listener Glenn McNeilage writes, "The truth is, if manufacturers provide improved safety features that make their product non-competitive on price, they will not be in business long. Most consumers will not pay more for safety features." Mr. McNeilage notes that the Saw Stop could double the price of some table saws.
Finally, our story on Tales of the City, the album of tunes sung from the perspective of dogs, made this anti-driveway moment for Brendan Healy of Chicago. "I am a long-standing fan of All Things Considered," he writes, "but listening to the show today, I heard possibly the worst segment from any public radio program I've ever suffered through. The story qualifies as the singularly most annoying story you've ever offered. After gritting my teeth for what seemed an eternity, I could bear it no longer and was forced to turn off the radio. Ouch."
We do welcome your emails. You can write to us at atc@npr.org. And please make sure to let us know where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.